33 points here already in this third quarter.
Oh, SGA goes end to end in the scoop and score at the buzzer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. Man, the daily episode thing. Here we go again. Yeah, Gary, your host here. Excited for all of you that are at the National. Jealous of you a little bit. The other 99% of us aren't at the National. And I feel like we're missing out. You know, I actually only feel like I'm missing out on something when I go on social media and see the 867 posts by three of the same people doing all kinds of live stuff from there. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Chad and Tim. Thank you guys for keeping us all jealous all week. And Cage, we love you all. I want to talk to you today about the card market as the National. Man, it's like, is it a time to ramp up the card values, the overall excitement about the card market? I think so. I think it is. I mean, why not? When else are we going to do it if not during the National and the ramp up to the NFL season? Lots of stuff going on in the world of soccer, baseball, Shohei Ohtani, trade deadline, lots of big news going down there. But friends, this is a basketball card podcast. In fact, most of you found us by searching for the phrase basketball cards or sports cards on Spotify or on iTunes. And I'm so glad you found us. I'm thrilled that you're listening. Even after we took a little, what do you call it? Sabbatical, hiatus, detour, break, timeout, halftime. I don't know what it was. I just know it is great to be back talking about the NBA and basketball cards with you. And in fact, yesterday we started this 5-day countdown of five players to pay attention to in the offseason. I hesitate to call them all five buys because I don't think of them as players I'm going to go buy right now. What I do think of them as is players that are going to go to the next level with their teams next season that will also go to the next level. Barring injury, I guess you could say that about anything. And barring work stoppage or a trade or something crazy happening, like you know, like we see happening sometimes, there's really big dominoes left to fall with Dame Lillard. You know, where is he going to end up, or what is Miami going to have to give, or will there be a third team involved? Those kinds of things. And friends, this is all stuff that I continue to pay attention to and monitor. And players that I recommend to you, sometimes it's guys that I'm not going to buy because I don't like them. So, I mean, you can always make a case for buying Steph Curry cards. I just don't have any because he broke my heart like five times. Stinking beat the Cavaliers. I'm a homer, man. I'm a fan. Maybe that's a problem for me as an investor, but I think you have to be both to do this. I think you have to enjoy collecting, know a bit about the sport and about the hobby. But you do have unlimited, sorry, you do not have unlimited funds. We all have a budget. We all have a target. And I don't know about you, but I don't like buying things that lose money or lose value right away. I mean, there's just something about it. So at the very least, you want to be a budget-conscious collector. And on the other end of the spectrum is some of you that this is an investment class for you. And you've got cards that you are buying to flip and make money on. You've got cards that you're buying to hold long-term because you think, hey, goats will not only retain some of their value, but have a chance long-term to go up, especially as the hobby goes through waves of growth and opportunity. And you look ahead and you see fanatics, you see a lot of investors and companies jumping in, and it does look like, man, long-term, this would be a fun thing to invest in. And you've got content creators like Paul Hickey at nooffseason.com constantly telling us good advice, good ideas, perspective on the hobby and on the players, and ways to consider making money in this. So absolutely, both investing and collecting. And so let me get to, we're going to count down. Yesterday was player 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, counting down 5 NBA players to watch this offseason or to consider buying into. And as I made this list, I probably had 14 guys, right? I had to make some cuts somewhere. But one of the players that I see as the ability to take over a game, the track record now of leading or helping lead a team deeper into the playoffs and being in a huge market, a player whose cards are not as well circulated, don't have the high pop counts. Yesterday's talk was about Jalen Brunson. He's number 5, the point guard for the New York Knicks, who can score 40 if you need it, could probably score 50 in a few games this season. They continue to support his leadership by adding pieces, parts like Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, adding guys around him that can do all the other things while letting young scorers like RJ Barrett, Quentin Grimes develop, and letting Julius Randle do his Julius thing, which means basically just give Nathaniel a reason to rip on me every 6 weeks for loving Julius Randle. I just love guys that reawaken their careers. I'm happy for him after being dealt from the Lakers, kind of discarded, and then making something into himself and into his game and being a 2-time All-NBA player. So Julius Randle, I think, is a great player, but he's frustrating. And so I'm not talking about him today. I'm talking about not only Jalen Brunson, but today's number 4 on this list. Today's number 4 fella is a player that his team was one of the most surprising successes of last season. They had, I believe they were the 3rd seed in the West. They had an incredible run to 7 games against Golden State. And he's the kind of guy that can take over a game. He's the 3-level scorer. He's the relentless 3-point bomber. He's an exciting player to watch. Now he's on the West Coast, so a lot of late night games. And he's on a team that's historically not great, but they are trending up. The Kings have added Keegan Murray. They added Domantas Sabonis. They have a consistent playoff experienced coach in Mike Brown. Is he still there? And the guy I'm talking to you about today is De'Aaron Fox. And he can often be the forgotten man out of the 2017 rookie class. As we all know, Jason Tatum. And we all know Donovan Mitchell. And we've been through our roller coasters with all the Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Bam Adebayo. Like, there's a lot of good rookies in that class, and even some lesser knowns, another Kang, Malik Monk. But my dude today, De'Aaron Fox, we're talking about a guy who this season, the Kings, I believe, will be a top 4 seed in the West. And you're like, how? Well, they actually care about the regular season, and their fans are on fire, their team is doing it right. Sabonis could be developing into the Joker light, which he has often been called already. Like, he can do all the things. Is De'Aaron Fox their version of Jamal Murray? Yes and no. De'Aaron Fox is a bit more explosive. Can I say that? A bit faster, more fun to watch. There's not like a half of basketball where you don't see much from De'Aaron Fox. Whereas Jamal, when he wants to shine, dude, props to Jamal. I'm not saying De'Aaron Fox is a better player, because let's wait and see what he can deliver on the brighter stage, the bigger stage. I'm just saying he has a strong chance of going there this season. He's going to be an all-star. He's going to be the kind of guy that you look at the 2017 rookie class and say, wow, by the end of this season, he could have every bit as much street cred, scoring, success in the playoffs, as far as the heights that he could reach as a Jason Tatum. He could be the guy, the next guy to step forward from that rookie class, and maybe even just from the Western Conference as a whole. There's an opportunity this season for certain players in the West to take a big step, and De'Aaron Fox is front and center. So, and I looked last night at De'Aaron Fox's PSA 10 Silver Prism rookies. And why do I focus on the boring prism? We're just tired of it. Well, you can go get De'Aaron Fox rookie autos. You can go look at deals right now, and especially in October. But he'd be one of those guys that I would say, I don't know if I'd wait till December to buy De'Aaron Fox. In fact, just like Jalen Brunson, if you're a fan of these players, I got three more big ones to come in the next 3 days. If you're a fan of these players, I would be like, you know, put them on your watch list now. Put those RPAs, put those PSA 10s. In fact, you can buy in on a PSA 10 base. I think the key for me in seeing a solid during the season flip opportunity or solid longer term investment is to buy PSA 10s of players that are either just insane demand, like with baseball I did with Shohei Ohtani, and I've tripled my money on those. I'm like, why didn't I buy more Shoheis in February? Well, hindsight is 2020, and there will always be another February. There may not be another Shohei. Shohei, 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 Shohei. I love making up songs. Anyhow, De'Aaron Fox. Shohei, Shohei. De'Aaron Fox, dude, look at the stats. And I often recommend to you players who are going to take the next step, not just in their careers, but into the public eye. And last season, guys, if you forgot already, they took Golden State to 7 games. It's not just that they made the playoffs and were a 3 seed or 4 seed or whatever. It's the De'Aaron Fox. That place just explodes when he goes off. And he trading blows punch for punch with Steph Curry in game 7. Man, I'm just saying, you're talking about a guy. We're talking about the guy who has only been in the league for 6 years, man. De'Aaron Fox has only been in the league for 6 years. He is a thrill to watch. Jalen Brunson is deliberate, methodical, cocky, and a good leader. Did I say De'Aaron Fox? Jalen Brunson is all those things. De'Aaron is like the opposite. De'Aaron is fast. He's fast. Everything he does is fast. Sudden. You know, seize the moment. Get the ball. Whip it around. He's got all these weapons around him. Like, he's going to have help from the outside now with Keegan Murray taking a leap here in year two. I just want to say I love De'Aaron Fox as an investment. The thing is, if you're going to do two things with it, okay, this is like strategy here. I could recommend, National Treasures RPA. Yeah, any cards numbered to 99 that are autographed. Yeah, PSA 10s for solid flipping potential. But I would say with these guys on this list, look at what they're selling for now. Subtract about 25 to 40% and start making offers that way. I still want you to get a deal. I'm not saying you got to buy right now. I'm saying you have leverage, buyers. And your leverage is, look, I don't need to buy basketball right now. Nobody's paying top dollar for basketball right now. Why on earth? Why on earth, guys, would you buy basketball right now when in 2 months, I think buying season starts in September, October, November. De'Aaron Fox could be one of those guys where you say, you know what? I've got the power as a buyer. I'm going to monitor that graph or monitor that. What do you want, right? What do you want? Because everybody, when De'Aaron Fox, what if De'Aaron Fox is the MVP of the Western Conference Finals this year? Am I that crazy? I don't think it's going to happen, but I do think he's an all-star. I do think he's going to be close to 30 points a game whenever he wants. And I do think the Kings are going to shock some people again. It's not like they got worse or got older. It's like the other teams in the league around them did, right? I would love to see a rematch in a game seven, like a seven-game series against Golden State. Love it. I would take my chances with De'Aaron Fox if you're going to buy now. I'm sorry, if you're going to buy in November and you set the price, buyers, and if you target, look, I'm going to sell 2 months into the season when De'Aaron Fox is this year's Lauri Markkanen, when he's this year's most improved candidate, when he's this year's, what if Sacramento is the one seed in the West for a while, and in January, everybody's talking about the Kings. It's not crazy to think about. When you think about how the other big teams in the West have all these old guys that like to take 20 games off in the regular season, God bless you, Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant, but you guys know they don't take the regular season seriously. But the basketball card market still exists during those parts of the season. And you've got a guy who could be MVP of the All-Star game if he wanted. He could be, you know, when he could start this year when guess who's not playing for 25 games? Ja Morant. So guess who could be the most exciting young point guard in the Western Conference this November? It's De'Aaron Fox. So there's that. I love him as a player. Here's why I'm not doing it. You know, who gets on and tells you in their five-buy countdown why not to buy this guy? Well, if you don't stay up late and watch West Conference games, and if you don't like the Kings, and if you're like, look, I would rather not invest in players 5, 4, 3 on your list. I want number 1 and 2. Well, you got the next 3 days, homie. I'm going to bring those. And I'll just say this about De'Aaron Fox. All that stuff I said about him possibly being Western Conference Finals MVP or him being, you know, the All-Star Game MVP, that potential is there. And what I'm about to say doesn't take away from that for 1 second. But as we do this countdown, you guys, my number one on the list, so I guess it's in 2 or 3 days, whatever, my number one on the list is head and shoulders above De'Aaron Fox. So Kings fans, Western Conference fans, people that want to diversify into another young potential Steph Curry, want to be like, go for De'Aaron Fox. In fact, his name is not as big as the other guys on the list for whatever reason. It's not fair. Sacramento needs to get some respect. But you want to wait for day, countdown to day or player number one on my list. And I almost didn't even want to do the series because I'm like, you know what? I just want to buy player one. I don't want to tell all y'all. I don't want to give all my treats here. I'm sitting in front of a Crumble Cookies restaurant right now. I don't want you eating my cookies. But, you know, it's because I love you. Thanks for listening, you guys. De'Aaron Fox, number 4 on the list. Tune in tomorrow for another quick hitter episode. I hope you're having fun at the National. Send me your picks, your plays at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Thanks to all you guys already messaging me. Braden, Mason, all of you, I want to hear it. I want to hear your updates. So Gary@hoopsandcards.com. Check out the Market Movers app. Give us a promo code Hoops and Cards to get a discount on your subscription to that and nooffseason.com. Hope you have an awesome day. See you tomorrow for guy number 3. Boom.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.